I got nine holes waiting for me at Moon today, Bob, and I'm going out with a cocky attitude. I'm going
to
keep telling myself,
"That's how you have to do it. You have to will yourself.
I know what to do.
You know what you do. Have good,
I'm good enough,
thoughts.
I'm smart enough, and people
like me." It translates into your swing. When you have negative thoughts, it's true of anything in sports. Negative thoughts will make your body not react the right way. By the way, New York Knicks are expected to land Mike Brown as the franchise's next head coach over Tom Thibodeau, who was fired, I thought, a little bit too prematurely based on what they had accomplished. I mean, one of the reasons why they haven't won a championship since when, 1973, is the fact that I think they make a lot of mistakes when it comes to their coaching. Do you like Mike Brown? He's former coach of the year.
But you don't fire a guy who got you to your first conference final in a quarter century to hire Mike Brown. I'm sorry, and that wasn't their intent either. They interviewed about 10 people.
I don't think they knew. Before they fired him, they should have had a list.
They did, and they thought they could pull Jason Kidd. They thought they could pull Chris Finch.
Right, but that's not the kind of list I'm talking about. You have to make sure you can before you agree to do this stuff.
Unbelievable. But I do like him, though. That's the thing. I thought he did a pretty good job in Sacramento.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good coach, don't get me wrong. I'm just, it's sort of a, I guess the whole league is retreads anymore. That seems like, you don't see many new coaches coming in.
I think we'll do my quarterback topic tomorrow, Limits. Remember all those hours ago when Harry Callis and Crowley were here and we were wondering what we were going to talk about?
Yes.
And then you surprised me by playing Pirate highlights?
Even though we discussed potentially either playing Pirate highlights or talking quarterback. Yes, we did.
Five scoreless for Mitch Keller. He's making it look easy today. Another strikeout of Alec Burleson. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 1-0. How about
like
the Pirates starting pitchers? This will
building.
Be six games now so far. They've only given up four runs in the six games.
What have they outscored their opponents in the last 11? Some ungodly number. In the last six, it's going to be something like
38-4.
Yeah. 38-4. Now it's 39-4.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. What are your post-show plans today? I'm
Work.
Eagerly
going to be going to television.
Call in sick.
No, can't call in sick. We have a lot going on. We continue our Elite 18 coverage. Some of the best golf holes in Western Pennsylvania. We also...
Can we know some of them, or are you waiting for the show?
No, we already... We did 17 at Oakmont. Yesterday, Rich Walsh did number 15 at Diamond Run. Today, I'm going to do number 15 at Chartiers Country Club, which is totally redesigned. We have some public golf courses coming up and some others as well.
Did you see where Sophie Cunningham of the Indiana Fever was talking about expansion cities in the WNBA? God bless me. And she said something you never want to say, Bob. She said the three new teams are going to be, two of them are in Detroit and Cleveland, I believe. And she said Miami, Nashville, Kansas City would be better alternatives. And she said she didn't know how excited people are going to be going to Detroit or Cleveland.
Well,
is unbelievable, Bob. You can't say that out loud. Now she's getting absolutely shredded by everybody talking about Detroit or Cleveland and people reminding her that she plays in Indiana, for God's sakes. And I'm not saying anything bad about any of those cities because I love the Super Bowl when it was in Detroit. I absolutely love Cleveland. Indiana, I was in Indianapolis when the Steelers had the famous Bettis fumble game. That's an awesome city. Steak is a specialty there, as you may know.
Yes.
I'm from Buffalo, and I live in Pittsburgh. So I love all these cities. You can't say that out loud, Bob.
No, a lot of people admire people for speaking out loud about some of these topics. That's the wrong thing to do, especially when you're in a league that, you know, you're trying to add on, make it more viable all throughout the country. And the only way to do that is to expand, I think, at this point for them. But, you know, she said it.
Now, Caitlin Clark last year said Cleveland was, quote, awesome to go to for the Final Four. So the city of Cleveland has put out a tweet to Sophie Cunningham saying, Sophie, your teammate doesn't seem to think Cleveland is too bad.
The city of Detroit did the same thing.
Yeah, the city of Detroit basically said, you know, we had the Detroit Shock. They had pretty good attendance. We're doing fine. I'm about to cough, Limits. Can you take over the show?
Sure, I would be very happy to do so for you. See, Bob, you know, we were also talking a little bit earlier about, you know, just the huge Caitlin Clark effect, and I feel like they haven't bought into Caitlin Clark enough. Like, the league has not embraced Caitlin Clark and her greatness.
No, I think there's a jealousy factor there, for sure. What is she? You said, Joe, she was voted what as far as point
guards?
Well,
they did the all-star thing. It's sort of like baseball where it's part player vote, part fan vote, part somebody media maybe. I don't know. The players voted her the ninth best guard in the league,
well, again, that's
which is a total embarrassment.
Ridiculous. It is.
To them. It really is.
I mean, she is, in many respects, a gravy train for them. She's brought in a lot of attention, a lot of money, a lot of, however you do it, and they have some very talented players in that league. But she's brought it to a different level.
What she is the most transformative athlete right now in American sports, and one of the five, I would say, most transformative in history. And if she left the WNBA right now, you wouldn't have games in NBA arenas. You wouldn't. The league would shrink back to what it was. I think that's a fact more than an opinion.
No, I agree with you. And the money's coming in from television networks. When she doesn't play, it's significant to the ticket-buying public. A lot of it doesn't happen if she's out of the line for an extended period of time. I don't think she played last night.
No, so. And they won, and it was great, and I watched it. Bob, look at this All-Star game we're watching in the NBA from 19.
Boy, isn't it different, Joe?
90-something.
You see defense being played. There was pride on the line here. It's not just a
why is it not this
fest.
Way anymore? I mean, we just had Olajuwon against Brad Doherty. This is incredible.
Look at the
Bob.
Backdoor plays.
They're
there
playing
from
defense.
Stockton to Jordan, and now, and they are playing defense.
Why do all All-Star games stink so bad now?
Because they've gotten soft. No one wants to get hurt. No one wants to play. It's almost like a circus act. You're going there to watch. You want to see dunks? Okay, but these are meaningful dunks. We've seen a lot of them in this All-Star game. What year was this, by the way?
Early 90s.
Yeah.
Real early 90s.
93.
Holy bird milk. All right, Bob. How many games in a row will the Pirates win? What's their streak going to end at? Limits, you go first. I say they're going to win 9 in a row.
Hi, Pony. They're going to win 7 in a row.
Bob?
I think it's going to be 5. Somehow I think the Cardinals are going to come back and win this game. So, but that's okay. I mean, they're getting a well-pitched game again.
Bob gave the Pirates an A for their offseason.
The Pirates?
I did. Don't remind Pony.
The Pirates? No, did you said Pirates?
I'm kidding, Bob. It's based on yesterday's shenanigans.
Jeez. What did I?
What are you giving? You say they're going to lose this game today.
Yeah, I just think the Cardinals are going to take one of three here, and once Keller's out of the game, it's 1-0 heading to the sixth inning now. Another shutout. That'll be 3 shutouts in a row if they somehow can compete this. But I do think the Cardinals are going to come up with some offense here eventually, whether it's Keller or the bullpen.
Yeah, I agree. Penguins made a move today. Was it this morning they made that move, Limits? Tell us all about it. Where are you?
Which move are you?
It's the
Anthony
move
Mantha.
That you let off. Anthony Mantha.
Yeah.
You let off
it became
the
official
Limitless
today.
Express with it
well,
earlier
yeah,
today.
Yeah, because I think that it finally became official today. They signed Mantha to a 1-year contract. There was a lot of rumors around him, the forward from Calgary, yesterday as well. So
he's a second-round pick waiting to happen, Bob.
Yeah, that's their biggest move.
Well, yeah,
so far.
You can only hope you take a chance on a guy like
You're
that.
You're excited about the Parker Wotherspoon pick, aren't you?
I like Wotherspoon.
Or, signing.
He's a third-line, third-pairing defenseman, but he's pretty good.
And Justin Brazeau, I think, you're high on. Are you not?
I don't know anything about Justin Brazeau.
Do you, Limits?
I like the name, though.
I know.
Brazeau, on the go. He hits Crosby in stride.
Can you look up Brazeau's minor league stats, if indeed he was a minor league player? I think he was.
No, we have to go.
All right. Bye, Bob.
Well, that was quick. Early exit.
Sunny
done.
Today
Any
with
more
a
good feet stories you got
no,
for us, Joe?
No.
Are you done? Okay.
Sunny today with a high of Jay
See
Reamer,
you, gentlemen.
85. Great weather for Bob and Mulsey to golf. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at Awaken180weightloss.com. Limits, why don't you tell us who that is, and then you take over, and I'll see you tomorrow, big boy.
Mulsey is social media's big loser, but if there's anybody else that could be thrown out there, it might be Shedeur Sanders for having to learn under Deshaun Watson. See you guys tomorrow.